This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Celebrating the day, celebrating the hour, celebrating the time that you spend with friends and loved ones. Hopefully that includes us here on the DJV program. It's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay is off for the next, or I guess for the rest of the week, because she's gone to Las Vegas, where they're finding all kinds of mob bodies in Lake Mead. I think you discovered that when you were there last week.
I didn't discover any bodies, thankfully.
No. Well, apparently they are finding a lot of bodies because Lake Mead, for a long time, remember the last time I went over the dam, is a fabulous place just to drive over that dam. It just as if it's such a part of American history.
I've never been, and it was so interesting.
Very
the Hoover Dam.
Did you go down into where the turbines are down below?
No, we walked across the top and we did the little tour, and it was really cool. And it's amazing because, you know, we were all looking around, like, when you look at the manpower and the money that it costs and the engineering of it, and none of
it
is even needed.
Yeah,
when they did it, and it's not even needed anymore. And you can see how low the water line is. They haven't even needed the reserve since 1983. So it's this beautiful structure now that's just, sadly, climate change has just made it obsolete. It's not even needed anymore. It's like the iPod.
It's
not needed anymore.
So the 30-minute drive outside, it's a very interesting play. It really is. There's I always reference what the late senator from Nevada did with his family. There was a plan to build, and now the bridge is real, to build a bridge over the dam so you don't have to go down and wind around.
Oh, yeah, we drove over that bridge.
It was very cool. Interesting how, what's his face? Why can't I remember his name?
Harry Reid.
Harry Reid, right. Yeah. Harry Reid's family just coincidentally owned the land on both sides of the mountain where where the bridge was built. It's kind of like the same coincidence when Pena was the Secretary of Transportation, former mayor of Denver. His family had bought the land which became the Denver Airport. That was just a coincidence. Those things never happen in real life. Which reminds me, if we can talk about this without getting political, the fact that...
That was a good way to introduce that.
Well, I just didn't
We didn't finish the mob story of the bodies that have been discovered in Lake Mead.
Yeah. So. Let's finish.
We'll stay in Vegas for a second.
Right. The mayor, I thought this was fabulous. The mayor, whose name is Oscar Goodman, said, "It's not a bad place to dump bodies."
Yeah, and he would know because he runs the mob museum in Vegas, too.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah. He used to be a mob lawyer. Now he has the museum, which I really wanted to get out to the museum, but we just didn't have time on this trip. But
it's fun.
Yeah, Jen said it was so
good. He represented Tony the Ant Spilatro. How about that? Let's see. Who else is he?
Well, now they're talking about trying to find Jimmy Hoffa again. Remember? I mean, that's
He's in Yankee Stadium under a seat at the Yankee Stadium.
Well, they're trying to find Bugsy Siegel out in Vegas still, so they don't know
Bugsy,
what happened.
Yeah, that would be a place to find him.
But in 2020, though, and this is where the mob stuff comes in, a couple of boaters spotted a decomposed body in a rusted barrel that was stuck in shoreline that hit because of, you know, the water line is so low now. They saw this bucket, this big rusted barrel with a dead body in it, and so the Vegas police said that the victim had been shot somewhere between the mid-70s and early 80s, according to the shoes that he was wearing. And so that's being investigated as a homicide. And then this past Saturday, two sisters were paddleboarding on the lake, and they found bones, and they thought at first it was like, you know, an animal, and then they got closer to the sandbar and discovered
animal,
it was
vegetable or mineral.
It was
animal.
Yeah, so they got
human
they
are animals,
right? So they found that it was a human being, and so It's, I think, more, well, the guy who's the head of the mob museum, he was saying, you know, as the lake gets lower and lower, and the Colorado River that feeds Lake Mead is really in danger too, they expect that some of those bodies will definitely come back up that were not supposed to surface.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. One more reason to go take a visit, charming visit to Lake Mead, to Las Vegas, and to the Hoover Dam. The Russians and the Ukrainians, in case you haven't heard, are at war. Everybody, it's in all the papers. So the question really is, I'm not being facetious now, how much really do the Russians hold? How much land, how much have they achieved by going into Ukraine? There are varying questions and various, the Russians claim one thing, as you can imagine. Ukrainians have another, they have another reality. But apparently there is quite a wide swath of southern Ukraine, which is down in the Crimea, which is what the Russians wanted when they were in there, what, how many years ago? 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago? They wanted to have the place for all the oligarchs to go with their boats to this beautiful area. There's a seaport, and it's, you know, it's kind of like going to Palm Beach for the Russians. And so they've tried to get down there. They keep pushing into that area, but they don't seem to be able to go any further than that. And that's really, it's kind of like where things stand. They've held them to where they were in the first, what, 4 or 5 days? They've been, Mariupol got destroyed, but there's not really any there. The Russians are running out of armaments. They're running out of steam. They're running out of soldiers. They're running out of pretty much everything. And they don't seem to be able to. They're putting up a fight, and the Ukrainians are putting up a fight, but they're not going anywhere. They're not getting anything. It's just like they're stalled. So, again, one questions why this is even going on, other than the madman Putin wanting to somehow or other seal his legacy, which will be one, he'll be a laughingstock, and nobody seems to know, well, not laugh, he'll be a
See, I think one of the things we're not accounting for is what's his health, what's his state of mind, because there are a lot of people who believe that this is end times for Vladimir Putin, and if that's the case,
you're
going to do crazy things to make sure that you're in a history book somewhere.
Yeah, well, it goes on anyway. Other international relations information that's of note. As we look around the world, I thought it was interesting. Well, this is, I had two Trump, this is, can we do this without talking about Trump? The first one has to do with something you really can't avoid. That is, Mr. Tesla says that when he's taken over, actually, Twitter, and he was asked, apparently, Victoria, whether he'd let Trump come back on Twitter. And he's kind of wishy-washy answered the question.
I think he said, I guess so. It didn't seem very, yeah, they haven't, well.
He also called it morally wrong, so I don't even know if it was that wishy-washy. He was saying that, he said permanent bans should be extremely rare and really reserved for accounts that are bots or spam accounts. I do think it was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice. I would reverse the permanent ban. I don't own Twitter yet. So this is not like a thing that will definitely happen because
he doesn't even own it yet.
Twitter?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So let's not spend any more time on that. Let's talk about the Biden administration wanting to open up the Asian trade rim again, the Indo-Pacific economy, which is a big time. You know, we were out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership when Trump was president, and that left China as the largest economic player there. And
the remember us talking about this?
Yeah.
Like, this was years ago, right?
When Hillary was running against Trump,
The TPP was a big conversation, and there were a lot of flaws with it, and Hillary kind of, she went back and forth. She was for it, then she was against it, and I don't know where she ended up. But there were definite flaws with it, and I saw Trump's point.
For sure. Yeah.
But the problem, though, the reason that this, and this began with Obama still in office, he said if we don't figure out how to be a part of the TPP, then China's going to become the largest economic player in the world.
That's what's happened.
That's exactly what happened. So I wish that, my wish at the time, in hindsight, I still wish that Trump had just renegotiated the terms of TPP instead of just completely abandoning it. because it's left such a huge advantage for China.
So now how does this get negotiated so that it is to our advantage, to the Chinese
disadvantage? Well, this is the new version, right?
Yeah. Has this been, is it completely all negotiated and it's ready to go into effect, or are they still negotiating our involvement over there? You can be sure the Chinese will be dead against it, and they're part of the they're part of the Trans-Pacific economy and the deal. So how do we get in there and do what we ought to be able to do? This would be great for trade.
Yeah.
And this is what we need to have, especially our things that we grow, the wheat, the grains and stuff. Plus,
yeah, beef. I mean, it had some strong merits to it, but the TPP was just, I think that this is another case of the news media taking bits and pieces of it and blowing it way out of proportion.
Yep.
And so there was a lot of flawed messaging with it, but I guess, you know, being a member now is better than not being a member, and Japan has been urging us to do this, so...
Well, Japan wants us to do it because they don't want China to be the number one.
Right.
Apparently,
right.
China has applied to join some, instead of the TPP, there's a regional sort of TPP, isn't it? And all these,
yeah, the CPTPP.
And then there's the RCEP.
Right.
Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, 15 member countries, Australia, and Japan. So this would be the largest free trade agreement in the world. And
well, the other thing, I think, part of the problem that, you know, of not being in the first version of the TPP is, you know, we have all these restrictions that we've put on China, right? And this comes from, you know, during Trump's time of tariffs and stuff like that. But the problem, though, is that, you know, and I understood his intention of trying to put the squeeze on China and trade and everything. But
right.
The problem, though, is China has only paid not just barely over half of what they are supposed to. They owe us so much money, and it was never enforced. So if we can get into this new agreement, there might be some leverage for us to actually enforce what China owes us and what they agreed to pay. Yeah. So, I don't know. It could be good.
It's good for our friends, the Chinese.
I think until we bring business back from China, it's just an endless circle. It's just
no question there. That's one of the priorities, should be the priority of the administration. The priority of American business is to bring business back here to create a much more universal feel. It's so one-sided now with all the stuff made in China. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on the DJV program, trending items during this portion of each hour, Twitter and Instagram items, Facebook items in focus. Jay edits and usually delivers all this info, but because she's off, we'll have a little, well, I'm not going to comment on this because I was told earlier that I was acting and talking improperly about covers of magazines, so I guess I shouldn't talk about Britney Spears and her nude photos, right?
Oh, I want to talk about that.
Okay,
there are
please.
Moments on Britney Spears' Instagram page where I'm like, what is she doing? Mm-hmm. I love Britney. I want Britney to be well. I don't want Britney to be under the thumb of her conservatorship. But she does not do herself any favors when she posts. I mean, literally the other day I was going through Instagram, and every time I'd go on my feed, there were naked pictures of Britney. And I don't understand, like, even in the same pose, just with a different face, there were, like, three
like
different
slightly
posting.
Different filters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
And I don't understand why that's necessary. Now, look, you know, everybody gets to put what they want on their social media pages, but she's pregnant, she's getting married, she's not under control of the conservatorship anymore. Why in the world she needs to post naked pictures of herself 14 times in the same minute? I don't know.
Well, her friends and fans have defended this as a sort of similar move to Kim Kardashian. And
right. And Kim Kardashian, you know, she posts a lot of, not naked pictures, but, you know, she posts a lot of very racy things. And she's also a mother. And I think a lot of Britney's fans are like, well, wait a minute, you know, just because a woman posts. And I agree with what Jen's saying. It's not necessarily the picture itself. It's just the sort of manic posting.
Right, and I think that's the difference.
Needing
like
attention.
Kim Kardashian posts a lot of stuff throughout the day. She might have racy pictures of herself, but then she'll have pictures of her kids, her family, whatever she's working on. Britney, in the matter of like a few seconds, is posting like massive quantities of these nude photos, like in the same pose with the. I mean, it's just it's very. it does feel, manic is the right word. It feels really manic. And so if you're, and it's, look, she doesn't have to convince anybody that she's in the right frame of mind. But as far as public relations goes and public sentiment, if you want to start to rebuild that, this is probably not the right move to make. Maybe she doesn't care.
Well,
yeah,
listen.
She kind of, you know, keeps going along the lines of like, you know, look, I've been under this conservatorship for so long, and it's nearly 13 years of her life, and now she's experiencing freedom, I guess, and she can post whatever she wants, and I get it. I just wish that it would be a little more controlled. I don't know.
Yeah, and also not even controlled, but just different things. I mean, there's a lot of nudity. There's a lot of, like, I'm going off of social media forever, and then she comes back, like, 12 minutes later.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just, it feels
so she's
very
a little,
up and down.
Yeah. Michelle Williams, the actress, pregnant, has, this will be her third child. This fellow that she's with is a director. Doesn't she do a lot of stuff on Broadway? She does a lot of movies. She's been in a couple
she
of really
She has
good
done
movies,
Broadway but. Stuff. Yeah, I'm not sure what, though.
Have they met?
No, they. You know the Fosse Verdon? You know that it was a miniseries? So that's where they met. They co-starred in that together.
She has a child with Heath Ledger, great actor.
Matilda's 16 years old now. That's why I know. That'll make you feel old.
Yeah. Well, she I thought she was I always confused her with Michelle Pfeiffer for whatever the reason. Do they look a little alike at least?
No.
No.
And they're like 40 years apart in age, so no. Can't help you
but
there.
But they do have the same first name, so you got that.
I got it. Okay. We'll move on. 28 after the hour.
These may be
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Without offering any new solutions to fix inflation, President Biden on Tuesday calls inflation his top domestic priority.
The economy's gone from being on the mend to on the move. But I know the families all across America are hurting because of inflation.
This, as AAA reports, the national average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.40 a gallon, a new record. with only six states below $4 a gallon. Georgia still has the least expensive gas in the nation at $3.90, but that's up 6 cents since Monday. And Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says as summer approaches, we can expect prices to continue to rise.
Americans want to get out, and we're just starting to see warm weather heat up. Demand is still very strong against a backdrop of supply that's been shrinking.
This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The White House is defending pro-abortion protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, saying they're peaceful, after the home addresses of several conservative justices were leaked online. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the protests are illegal and only meant to sway the decision.
And people say peacefully assemble. That's not true. The message behind showing up at someone's house is, we know where you live. We're going to make you uncomfortable. We're going to make your family uncomfortable. And by the way, there's 100 of us here. 99 of us are going to go home. And you never know if one whack job either here or somewhere else is going to show up in the middle of the night and try to harm you.
A state is letting voters decide on term limits.
Michigan voters will get a say on term limits. On Tuesday, the Michigan legislature voted to put a constitutional amendment on November's ballot to revise the state's legislative term limits law and require state elected officials to disclose their personal financial information. If passed, the amendment would let lawmakers serve up to 12 years entirely in one chamber. The initiative also requires top-level politicians to file annual financial disclosure reports starting in 2024. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Phoenix Suns and Miami Heat were winners in the NBA playoffs on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the ever-loving DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, the D. J is for Jennifer Horn. Kirshner is out for the rest of the week. Victoria Keelan is the V. We're here to discuss the issues of the day, the events, the things that people are talking about. Whoever's on the cover of various magazines, you get that on our DJV podcast download. Apparently, I was talking about this earlier this week, the Sports Illustrated, as the ladies were happy to point out. Other things, however, in the conversation, we have, do you know what I mean? We got 550 of these podcasts already at djvshow.com. Do you know that, ladies? 550 of them.
That's pretty good.
We discuss all kinds of things here on the DJV program, discussing what happened to Willie Nelson and the Jazz Festival over the weekend. That's one of the more interesting discussions in the last couple of days. Nick Jonas and Priyanka, his wife, have a daughter. So that's it. But she was in the intensive care unit, right? We talked about that.
She was born premature. Yep.
Right. Yep. Or prematurely, depending on how you use the adjective or the adverb. Let's see here. Also on the download this week, Dave Chappelle's attacker, Chris Rock, and all of the stuff. Queen Latifah wants to have Dolly on her show. You have that conversation. No, it's cool. It's fun. It's good. All the things are there every day. You can hear the whole program in its entirety during the entire day, all day long at djvshow.com. And you can get bits and pieces with the download, the podcast that we have every day. All that info is available on djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Woo-hoo! So let's have some, I'm going to do some fashion news because you ladies have been talking about, I guess I have been too with the sort of the discovery of some of these people on the cover of magazines. But there is a real problem for ladies in North Korea because the reigning monarch there, Kim Jong Fatty, is ramping down on the, quote, decadent Western fashion trends that are taking over in North Korea. No more dyed hair, Victoria. No more tight jeans. No more ear piercings or piercings anywhere. Radio-free Asia. Now, there's a concept for you. who produces radio-free Asia as an aside?
I don't know. I mean, there's radio-free Europe. There's radio-free, I think radio-free England, too, right? Isn't that pirate radio? They were out on a
pirate.
Boat.
There's pirate radios, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they are going after women who wear any kind of curvy pants or anything that emphasizes a woman's shape because it shows, quote, the capitalistic flair. I'm sure this will go over well.
What does that mean?
Means they want you to wear a newspaper, basically. Mm. I think that's what you can. This was, by the way, all the offenders, anybody who's doing this, are taken to the Youth League office, where they have to confess their crimes in writing before they're allowed to go home. This for young youngsters in jail, apparently. So no more skinny jeans, no more piercings, no more hair being dyed.
I think the fact that he's cracking down so intensely is South Korea, K-pop and K-beauty, and South Korea is just blowing up. And, you know, they're just on the other side of that border, so I would assume that there's a lot of stuff that has drifted into North Korea that he's not liking. And, you know, the more young people find out about Western trends, and certainly South Korea sets a lot of trends of their own, you know, it's probably hard to keep that, to get the cat back in the bag.
Hard to keep them down on the farm once they've gone to the city. How's that?
Sure.
Like that, huh? The Mario Batali thing. This is pretty outrageous when you get right down to it. The fact that he was stripped of pretty much everything he owned with the accusations that he had, molested some people who were employees.
Four women. Four women accused him of groping,
so it was all in the
inappropriate
same trial,
touching.
Right?
Yeah. No, this was one trial from one accuser who said that she took a selfie with him and he groped her and kissed her and all kinds of stuff. And so he was acquitted of that from that trial. I don't know what happened with the other three women. I don't know if it's a... But like you said, he lost everything. I mean, his name...
And he had everything.
He had everything.
Pants. He had... Yep. What are those dumb shoes? They're like clogs.
Crocs.
The plastic Crocs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had Mario Batali Crocs. He had a television show.
Well, he had a ton of restaurants that no longer have anything to do with him. All of the restaurant groups have abandoned him immediately. And so,
how good does that look if he was acquitted? Now, look, maybe there's other stuff that's going on. We don't know the guy personally, but this is the danger of convicting people in the media or in public opinion.
Absolutely.
Before they get a chance to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he admitted to bad behavior. He has a drinking problem, and so he admitted to a lot of it. In this instance with this woman who sued him, he didn't even testify on the stand. This was on court TV for a two-day trial in Massachusetts. It was really quick.
Yeah.
So the judge, I guess, ruled that she didn't have enough evidence, or I don't know how it went.
Adios. Speaking of that sort of behavior, the lawsuit that was, there was more than one lawsuit against Cuomo, right?
There was a report that came out, and so he resigned because they had 11 women or something like that had corroborated different stories, but then nothing was ever prosecuted in a criminal court because all of the courts, I think there were a couple on Long Island and New York City and maybe another district, the district attorneys basically said there wasn't enough evidence to convict, so they didn't want to pursue a trial. So he's basically completely in the clear.
Let's go back. I want to run for governor again. Woo-hoo.
Well, not to pat myself on the back, but for consistency's sake, Andrew Cuomo is not my favorite politician. We don't line up very well. But very seriously, I mean, I remember saying all the way through, he gets his day in court. He gets to defend himself, you know, and that's true whether you're Mario Batali or Donald Trump or Andrew Cuomo. You get a chance to defend yourself.
Wait a minute. Let's keep going on this thread. How about Eric Garcetti? He's got a few skeletons in his closet. Apparently, Grassley has found them all because he's up for being ambassador to India. It'd be good for the people of Los Angeles to get rid of this.
What's interesting about this is the LA Times today has a piece that says that this is partisan, that it's trying to take Eric Garcetti away from his ambassador role. But the thing that bothers me about this one is that there's a picture that's floating around with Eric Garcetti and the person that was like his best friend and advisor for years, not just in the mayor's office, but before, Rick Jacobs, who's a gay man who was accused of harassing other men that would either be in his security detail or that would follow him in the news meeting. You've had multiple people come out and say that this guy was inappropriate. He would force kissing on them or he would touch them inappropriately. One LAPD officer filed a lawsuit against the guy that went through court, and they said that Garcetti knew about it. Garcetti said he didn't under oath, and that's the problem in his confirmation hearing to become ambassador to India. And there was a whistleblower in Garcetti's own office that came out and alerted, I think it was Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, and said he absolutely knew. We all knew what was going on. He did it in front of us. Well, they're saying that this is kind of a partisan attack on Eric Garcetti, but there's a picture in which Jacobs is standing next to Eric Garcetti grabbing the crotch of another man in the photo. And Garcetti is smiling like ear to ear. Now, whether or not that was approved groping or whatever, it sure isn't a good look.
Photoshopped.
Yeah, if you're the mayor of Los Angeles, so
never mind all these accusations. He's such a boob that and a terrible, terrible, terrible mayor maybe that's enough to keep him from going to India. But it would be a shame for the people of Los Angeles not to be able to get rid of this guy.
Well, he's going no matter what because he's termed out. So he's termed out at the end of the year. So that's why.
Later.
I mean. You know, what happens next? Biden says he intends that he thinks he's still a good qualified candidate, so we'll see if they're going to replace him or what will happen next. I don't know.
All right, let's take a trip to Florida, shall we, for a couple of things, including an incident at Palm Beach Airport. I'm in and out of the Palm Beach Airport a lot. There are all kinds of private planes, all kinds, sizes and shapes. Trump's plane is there all the time when he's there, but there are tons of other private planes. So there was a problem with one of these private planes landing at the Palm Beach PBI, Palm Beach International Airport. And so what happened? One of the passengers in the plane, who had never flown a plane before, landed the plane safely. So at
good for
this,
them.
Listening to the back and forth, and there's an American Airlines flight on the tarmac getting ready to take off. So the pilot says, did I just hear the air traffic controller say that this plane landed without a pilot? And apparently that was the case, and roger that and all that stuff. But this is the guy says the pilot has become incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane, but he got it on the ground. I think that's pretty amazing, Frank. You see that in the movies from time to time.
Well, you have a couple of choices. Either you try to figure out how to fly the plane,
or
you go down with it. I like that. Grab a parachute and figure it out.
All right. Also in Florida this week, Disney under siege because their copyright for Mickey Mouse is up. 56 years now. There's new legislation that will limit copyright protection to 56 years. Mickey Mouse has been has been owned by Disney longer than that. But there's a new, the Copyright Clause Restoration Act, what they call it, will apply to existing copyrights, and that includes Mickey Mouse. So is this more politics? You know, all of the, what's going on with the idea of stripping Disney?
I don't think that this one is politics. I think this is some other law. I mean, clearly the other stuff with Florida is politics, but this, I think, is a federal law, isn't it, with copyrights?
Yeah, the copyrights are federal law, but is it being motivated by Republicans, and do they want it? Democrats don't. Because it's Disney. Disney has a lot of powers, you know. They spend millions of dollars a year for lobbyists, and they have lots of parties for lots of politicians. And so this is bound to be a back and forth. But Disney has been so arrogant. And you know me, I don't have any use for Disney at all. I don't like the parks. I don't like the way they treat their employees. I just don't like them. They're too big. They're too powerful. They're too influential. And it's just too much. And that, for all, if Jay were here, she'd be on me like a fly on honey, because she thinks the most fabulous trip is to go to Disney World. Well, it may be a lot of fun for people, but what goes on behind the scenes? Maybe people don't care about that stuff, ladies. Maybe that's it. Maybe people just don't care. We go to Disney World,
have
a good time.
Well, I think we all think about our own experiences, right? Like, I like to go to Disney World.
I love Disney World as a kid.
Yeah,
I don't like their politics, but I think going to Disneyland is really fun, and I think it's great to see Disney through a kid's eyes now. I mean, they do it right for the customer's experience, but I have heard all the way, you know, working as part of the cable industry for a long time, it has been well known that they work their people. They get young people into those Disney networks, and they work them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So
my friend was the understudy for Ariel. At down in Disney World in Florida, and she said even as an understudy, like, it was so many hours. I mean, they really work everybody to the bone, but you know, it's,
and they don't wash their uniforms and so that. But I'm working for Disney, you know, that's the
well for thing. The actors especially. They think it's, you know, sometimes it can mean a break, you know, into the industry.
Yeah, to a point. Yep, it does. It's now 48 past the hour on the DJV program.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to BambooHR.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at BambooHR.com/demo. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now 53 past the hour, time for our weekly in-person visit with the star of the weekend pet show, Mr. Warren Eckstein, who's joined us. And now here's Warren to talk about cats. You see the story from England, a woman married a cat because she could, I guess, much. She wanted to protect the cat's inheritance, so she decided the best way for her to take care of her cat was to marry her. I've heard of some specific things.
There's another side to that story, Doug. There's another side to that story.
Is there?
The woman married. The woman had had pets before and lived in different places. And they kept making her get rid of her pets because they weren't allowed where she lived.
Yep.
By marrying her cat, she can go to court, she feels, and prove to the judge or whoever makes the decision that the relationship with the cat is more than just a pet relationship. It's an important relationship, just like with another person, and therefore she married the cat, hopefully, that the judge will let the cat and her stay where she lives now.
So the cat's out of the bag, in other words.
Listen, I've been to, people love their cats and their dogs. They do whatever they can. I've been to bar mitzvahs for dogs. I've been to weddings for two dogs or two cats getting married.
Yeah.
I always thought if the dog or cat is fine with it and the people, the guardians are fine with it, who am I to say what they should do or not do?
Good point. I'm with you on that one. There's a question that came from one of our listeners pertaining to cats asking why cats lick you, or they lick people. Why do cats lick
people looking for salt, right? Isn't that the answer?
No, no. It's definitely a sign of affection and a sign of calm. The first thing a mother cat, the first thing a mother cat does when the litter is born is to lick the cats to clean them off. And she keeps licking them and licking them and licking. So the first association with anything positive is licking. So as they get older, and it goes with dogs as well, a lot of the licking they do is strictly based on a calming mechanism. By licking someone, it's calming them down. Or if they feel that someone is really stressed, they'll lick them again to calm them down. They'll lick themselves when they're stressed. So cats will do a lot of licking. It's kind of interesting, but they have that sandpaper tongue, which kind of feels funny. But that's there for a reason. That sandpaper tongue enables a cat, when they're grooming themselves, to take out any mats or knots that they have on their hair or their clothes. So amazing animals. They really, really are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so another. Let's go to the dog side of things. Question about whether or not you should take your dog to the store, or have you ever taken? I've taken my dog into a pet store because they invite you. But don't you think it's kind of strange? I saw somebody in a grocery store the other day with a dog, and it seemed out of place. Is that what?
I saw a person at the grocery store the other day that seemed out of place and shouldn't have been there, Doug. Here's the scenario. There's a new study that says that people are more apt to go to a retail store if, in fact, that retail store allows their pets to come in. Of course, the dog has to be well. Oh, yeah. There's a whole new study said that people, not only people with pets, but people find that where pets are allowed, there's a more relaxed, more comforting, more casual, more friendly atmosphere. So now more and more, you go to L.A., you walk down any of the streets in L.A., Montana, Main Street, most of the little shops have their dog with them. I save the money on dog care, but at the same time, it encourages people to come in. It starts a conversation. That's what's critical. Yeah. It starts a conversation.
I'm having on my farm, you know, I open my farm every weekend. Those who want to see what's going on the farm, you can go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. This week we're going to have a special set of dog days. So you bring your dog on Saturday or Sunday on a leash, you pick up the poop, but the dog will get a treat, get a little ice cream and a little doggy bone that goes with it. We'll give you the ice cream for the dog without charging you. Just bring your dog and have him sniff around the farm. Have a big old time. What do you think of that?
That's a great idea. Hey, Doug, did we ever talk about the fake pickup?
The fake pickup?
Yeah, I saw it the other day. People walk their dog. The dog poops. They take the bag.
And
they're going to pick it up. And they
and they don't.
They stay down for 6 months.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, no, we haven't, but I see that happening. I have right next to my house, and the farm itself is built around 1,000 acres of land that can't be built. It's a big sanctuary. It's a big, big park. And so there's a trail next to my house. People go up and down the trail. I take Daisy out there every day, and there's always poop everywhere. And I am always alerted to it because Daisy goes right to it to smell it.
But if you have the bag, if you have knees and you're bending down to pick up the poop,
you're already done all the work.
What
bugs me is when they pick up the poop on the farm, instead of bringing it to a rubbish barrel, they just leave the poop bag on the ground. I picked up a couple of them yesterday. They just pick them up. They just put it there. Okay, it's good. That's the first step. After you've done it, put it in the bag, bring it to a receptacle to get rid of it. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you.
The word of the day is pick up the poop.
Pick up the poop! 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.